This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Good morning, Central Coast. Happy Friday, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. Yes. And how awesome is it to be here at Friday?
Fantastic. You always tell us what day it is, which is great. I wonder if someone just tunes in just to remember what day it is.
Well, I don't like mind people, if that's why they're tuning like in.
People with dementia, maybe.
But Friday's special, Akmal.
Of course.
Friday is special.
Yeah, unless you're working Friday, Saturday.
Well, that's Saturday, true. Sunday. Okay. Well, for anyone working Saturday, Sunday...
The thing to say
good
is every day is special. Every day is a gift.
Yes.
Every day is to be savoured
and enjoyed
and celebrated.
And how are you going to celebrate Friday?
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
A lot.
I thought you were going to say that. Look, we got so much coming up on the show today. We're going to chat to John Stevens.
Oh, yeah. You like him.
I do like him.
Why don't you marry him?
Well, I used to call him John Take Your Top Off Stevens because he was so ripped. I mean, in the 80s. Yeah. He's still a good-looking man. Like, I know he's a bit older now, but... Yeah. Boy, he's a hottie, the old John Stevens.
Played Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, I know.
Had his shirt off in that one.
He is a hottie.
Yeah, he takes his shirt off a lot.
That's right. Take your top off, John Stevens.
I saw him at Woolies in aisle 7.
He was just topless.
I thought he was like part of the frozen foods. Because he's old now, so he looks crumbled and, you know.
Lots coming up, and also the last episode of...
The Real Housewives of Holgate, the very last episode. What's going to happen to the women? What's going to happen to Akmal the pool guy?
That's what the whole Central Coast is asking.
Yes, well, right. You'll find out very, very soon.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Yesterday on the show, we caught up with Jono Coleman.
Yes, this is all about November. Great guy, and he revealed something about you, Akmal. It's the 1st of November, which means it is the first day of Movember, which, of course, is a movement and fundraising campaign to sort of raise awareness about men's health, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, suicide prevention, all the stuff that we need to talk about.
Oh, yeah, men and their problems. Do they go on?
Hey, anyway, an ambassador from the Movember movement, Jono Coleman, joins us right now. He's a bit of a bloody legend is what he is. Australian TV, radio, movies, television. Hello, Jono.
Hello, Mandy. Hello, Akmal, my good friend, my colleague, my brother.
Hello, Jono. I'm an Arab, he's Jewish, and we are friends. We are both circumcised.
Yes. It's very special. We have a very special bond.
That's right. We do.
Well, I didn't expect to hear that personal information so soon into this interview, but that's great.
True.
I mean, we're caring.
He started it.
He did start it, Jono. He reckons he knows you quite well. Have you got any dirt on Akmal for us?
Yeah, he only changes his underwear like every second week.
Oh,
yeah,
you know what? We know this about him because every Tuesday he comes into the studio and he goes, "New underwear day!" And I thought he was joking.
No joking. No, it's serious.
It's remarkable.
I'm saving the planet with my undies.
Mm. I think that's a very good idea. I think we should all save the planet with our undies. Yeah. My undies are bigger than his, so I could probably make a sail or a tent out of mine.
You can save all of North Africa.
That's another story. A wind farm altogether. It's another story. Not good for breakfast.
Now, you know what? We were reminiscing about you being on Simon Townsend's Wonder World, which is
That's
how old we are. What was the dog's name? I can't remember. I'm having a mental blank.
I don't know if he.
What was the dog's name on
Townsend? It was Woodrow.
Woodrow. That's
right.
Whatever happened to Woodrow?
He's in Movember heaven. He's long gone, but he was a lovely dog. And in fact, we did one of those sort of revisits with Simon on Channel 7 a few years ago with Mel and Koshy and Angela Coutures and myself and a couple of the other reporters, Morris Parker, and we took some of Woodrow's puppies along.
The descendants of Woodrow
to show that the spirit of Woodrow was still going on. And I had lunch with Simon Townsend a couple of weeks ago with Craig Bennett, and he lives in a retirement village in Sydney in Leichhardt, but he's still going strong. He's had a few strokes, and I mean, I guess it focuses all our minds because you guys were talking about me being a Movember ambassador, and Akmal would know this. We guys, you know, we don't have that conversation very often within ourselves or with our GPs about, how's it all going? Oh, no, I'm fine, mate, I'm point. And it's, you know, I think Movember is one of those things where it focuses the mind. It's a bit like the number of times I've tried to do Dry July, and I've got through Dry July, but then I've had an extremely wet August.
The monsoon hit.
Now, Jono, I need to recruit you because our friend Akmal here goes to the toilet a lot. He complains about getting old. And stop, Akmal,
yes,
stop.
Yes, yes, yes.
We have been encouraging him to get a prostate check now. We've talked about it on air because the listeners have come and said, please, Akmal, go and get it. He's refusing to get a check, Jono.
You've got to do it because I didn't do it. The thing is, when they found that I had prostate cancer last year, I was basically getting a sort of a six-monthly blood test to check my cholesterol because I thought, oh, I'm going to die of a heart attack. Mm. And my cholesterol was okay. But then they said, oh, your PSA level, which is the protein in the prostate, had gone up slightly. And I went, what do you mean? They go, oh, it's nothing to worry about. You know, it shows up in a blood test. It's as simple as getting a blood test. And then if you really want to be sure, which is what I didn't do, which is what I should have done, is get the digital check when it takes like 30 seconds when the doctor puts on the rubber glove and has a little bit of an experimental look. Yeah, poke around.
That's what I object to. It's only 30 seconds. If they made it a bit longer, you're not prepared for it, you know, and just...
Yeah, if you get some, you know, get some aftershave on and maybe a bit of dinner and dancing or a movie first.
Exactly, Jono. You know, I'm old school. I need to get to know the person before he digitally inserts things into me.
Jono, I want you to call this guy in the next couple of days and make him make a doctor's appointment because he's refusing and it's worrying all of us.
He keeps changing his number.
That's
because he's got people after him for money.
Look, when I go to the toilet, it comes out in increments. So it kind of drips out.
We're really getting personal today.
But you know what? I've mentioned this on air before.
You have. But you know what? It is really important to have these conversations.
So if I drink a lot, for example, if I have a few drinks, I have to take the next 2 days off just to wee.
Yeah, well, that's the usual thing. That's why we only see Donald Trump every now and again, you see.
Yeah, he needs a finger up his bum.
That's right. I think that's the problem.
He needs a rocket.
He's
got the whole person up there.
Jono, just quickly, how are you now? Is your health good? Are you okay?
Yeah. Look, as they say, I'm sort of in remission, which I take that as being 99% free. It's like when you buy a new or used car, I feel like I'm sitting in the car yard and I'm functioning fine, but I'll never get complacent about it. And I think the thing is, if you want to find out more, go and get the blood test, like I've said to Akmal. And also, the thing I didn't do is get the digital test because that's when he just said, oh, look, it's larger than it should be, and there's a lump, you've got cancer. Mm. And it was like, you don't want to hear the doctor say that, even though these days with breast cancer and prostate cancer, there's so many fantastic treatments. But you know.
When you said it's larger than it should be, are you sure he wasn't pointing at, you know, something
my
else?
Tummy.
Yeah.
See how I clean that up.
No.
Oh, look, Jono, thank you so much for joining us. It is such an important thing, Movember. You must check it out online and get involved with your
Jono,
friends.
And, Jono, if ever you're in the Central Coast, don't be a stranger.
Well, I'm always up there looking for, you know, snacks and property and, you know, beaches. Good. I love North Avoca. That's one of the places where I'm going to retire.
We do. Come and have some snacks with us, Jono, anytime.
Anyhow, and you guys ring me up. And I'm doing this for the whole of Movember. So if you want to ring up and check on how my Mo's going, you'll see it on Studio 10. But you'll also be able to give me a call whenever you want because now you've got my private number.
Awesome, Jono. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
it's been great to chat.
Thanks, Akmal. Get that finger out, Akmal.
pull your finger out. Exactly.
Thanks, Jono. Together we can stop men dying too young. Donate this Movember for all the dads, brothers and sons and mates in your life at Movember.com.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You know what? It's heating up in Holgate is what is happening.
What's happened? Bushfire?
Good old-fashioned radio play. It's been going all week. If you've missed any of it and you want to catch up or listen from the beginning to the end, just go to 2GOFM.com.au.
Now, if you have missed it, would you... Are you going to understand what's this?
You will, okay.
You will.
There's women. They've all got their own little quirks. Uh-huh. What is going to happen?
We don't know.
Find out now.
The Real Housewives of Holgate. Everyone is at Lizzie's house arguing. The Housewives of Holgate think Akmal has been stealing Lizzie's fixo face and selling it on the black market.
Hey! I don't know nothing about your packages, all right? I didn't steal nothing.
Oh, my God, just admit it.
Tell the truth.
I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't steal it. Is this because I'm ethnic?
I know it's you, Akmal. Come on, buddy. Where'd you get those necklaces from?
We know it's you stealing the fixer face.
I swear, I didn't take nothing. Search me.
Just then, Paula's hubby Ken burst in.
Mira,
tell the truth. I know it's you, Akmal.
Ladies, stop. I know who's been stealing the fixo face.
Who?
Serena! I saw you pinching the packages the other day when Lizzie wasn't home.
Serena?
Oh, my God. Serena, why?
I needed to sell off the fixo face on the black market to pay off the debts I racked up on Candy Farmer Drought Crush game. I'm sorry, Lizzie. It's the best game. I'm so sorry, Lizzie.
And what were you doing snooping around Lizzie's place anyway, Ken? Huh? You having an affair with Lizzie?
I was hiding from you. I can't keep up with your sex drive, Paula. I just need a rest. And I love those kombucha health shakes. But there's nothing going on with Lizzie.
What the housewives didn't know was that Akmal the pool guy had had a very vague day and accidentally deactivated the pool overflow and reversed the pumps on all of their pools. So there was a whole lot of water around. Not that they noticed. They were too busy screaming at one another.
How could you do this to me after everything that I have done for you?
Look, I'm sorry, but you just don't get it. You just don't understand.
Careful, is it your house anyway? What about your kombucha shakes? It's just not on.
How dare you do this to me?
Just then, because of the overflowing pools, a giant sinkhole forms between their houses. It keeps growing and growing until it starts to swallow them all up. Except Akmal. He's on the patio. Ouch, that really puts the hole in Holgate. And that's what happened to the Real Housewives of Holgate. The pool guy, Akmal, went on to tour around the coast doing a mail review to show off his small nipples.
All right, ladies, let's make some noise for me.
The end.
Wow. What an unexpected ending.
Interesting. It was unexpected because I don't think listeners realise that I recorded this just separately without knowing what happened. So
no, that's right.
I trusted you completely. You could have turned me into anything.
I could have turned you into anything. So
I'm relieved more than anything.
Well, you went on to have a great career as a male review artist, showing off your small nipples.
Well, that would be, a sweet way to make
a living. Widow, but you were Ken. He got swallowed up by the sinkhole as well.
Yeah, these poor orchids.
I know.
Accused of cheating on his wife.
Anyway, if you want to listen to the whole thing or if you know someone in Holgate and you want to tell them about it, go to 2GOFM.com.au.
I'm moving to Holgate.
Oh, nice.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Best of luck to the Mariners this Sunday, Central Coast Stadium. They're taking on Adelaide. They're number 5. We're number 6 on the ladder at the moment.
Should be a good game.
Thanks to the match day sponsors, Bradfield Group Services. Kick off at 5 p.m. Get your tickets at tickertech.com.au.
You gather Mariners.
Gay Mariners. Yay. Although I'm torn because I'm an Adelaide girl, but that's okay.
Adelaide.
No, we'll go the Mariners.
Gather Mariners. Mariners. Just everyone have a good time. Doesn't matter who wins.
Shake hands at the end, guys.
As long as you show up and just enjoy.
We want the Mariners to win. Anyway, let's talk about this guy from Brisbane. His name's Daniel Hua. I think I got that right. It's a Vietnamese name, so I'm not sure if I've pronounced it right. Daniel Hua is a criminal lawyer in Brisbane.
Oh, I thought he's a criminal.
No, he's a criminal lawyer.
Well, same thing. Same thing.
No, it's not.
Same thing.
It's not.
Generally, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't.
Let's go.
Generally.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay. Well, he's made a lot of money doing his job.
Criminal, yeah.
He's making a lot of money from defending criminals. But that's okay. Somebody needs to defend the criminals, right? There has to be criminal lawyers. So,
Hey, you're innocent until you're proven guilty.
Correct.
Or is it you're guilty until you're proven innocent? It depends where you live, I guess.
Well, I suppose it does.
Yeah.
Anyway, he realised one day, he went to sleep and this voice in his head said, "You have too many suits. You have to give some away." So he woke up and he went, "Was that my wife talking to me? No, that was just me. I had a great idea. I'm going to give away some of my suits."
Yeah. See, I would have thought I forgot to take my medication.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I'm hearing voices.
So do you want to know? He's got over 100 suits. Right?
100 suits?
Yeah, he's got 100 suits. So just think about how much space you need to house 100 suits. You're talking about probably a room bigger than my bedroom just to house the suits. But he decided he was going to give 82 suits away, and he wanted to give them away to people who, you know, were trying to find work and maybe going for job interviews and maybe didn't have a nice suit to wear, which is a nice concept, actually.
He didn't mention that he had a skin condition that gave you, like, skin
sort
rashes.
Of itchy skin rash.
He forgot to mention that.
Not cheap suits. He said they're pretty amazing suits. And he's given the size. He's gone on his Facebook page. He's given the size and his height and all that sort of stuff. So
and he's pretty tall, you know, for a Vietnamese. I know it's a terrible thing to say.
Generalization.
But generally.
183 centimetres.
Like 6 foot tall.
Yeah. So he.
Jeez.
So he's given away, and he's had a huge response. A lot of people are saying,
"Yeah, I'll have a suit.
I'll have a suit. I've got a job interview."
Yeah, yeah. You sent me to jail, but I need a suit.
I'm out of jail now, and I need a job, and I need a suit.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for ruining my life.
Anyway, I thought that was a really generous thing, but it got me thinking about stuff that we collect and how, you know, in this time of excess, how people just go a bit overboard. Yeah, is there anything that you collect like that? Is there anything you got too much of?
Kate? I got stereo speakers. Kate collects handbags. She loves handbags, and ever since we've been married, and she doesn't even use them.
Yeah.
She just buys these expensive handbags, like Italian.
Yeah, nice.
She has some with the tag still on it.
Yeah,
just
right.
She tried it on.
Did she just
like
go through a phase, or what was it?
Yeah,
she just
it was
loves
long
hamb-
phase. Yeah, she's went through a phase that went for about 30 years.
Okay, so it's not really a phase then, is it?
Well, it's a long phase, yeah.
Mandy, do you have many handbags?
No, not many, no.
Well,
no.
You should come over. Look, honestly, there's so many. She wouldn't
you
even.
You can't give your wife's handbags away without asking her. She's in Canberra right now. I think she'd appreciate it if you were giving me her handbag.
I'd bet you any money that if you came over and picked one or two, she wouldn't even notice.
I reckon that is rubbish. It is rubbish. Women know about this
rubbish,
stuff.
It's Italian
she'd come
leather.
In and she'd go, "What happened to my hot pink leopard print bloody handbag? Where's that when I need it?"
So you never had a leopard skin. This is not a leopard thing. This is real upmarket stuff.
Right, okay.
Wouldn't be leopard.
You still can't give away your wife's handbags. How many do you reckon she's got if you had to take a guess? Just take a random guess.
I reckon about maybe 30.
Whoa!
That's a lot of handbags.
Yeah, yeah. It's an illness, you know. And I've got speakers.
You got loads
speakers
of speakers
and speaker wires that are, you know. So we're both ill.
So there's speaker wires and handbags over there. You've got a lot of indoor plants, Mandy.
I got two more on the weekend, so I am seriously addicted to my indoor plants.
Come and get a handbag, put a pot plant in the bag,
carry it around, and I'll be known as the plant lady.
And I'll give you a speaker.
Okay. Right. Well, you know what? I want to know this morning on 13 27 10. What do you have too many of? It's a safe space. Confess what you've got at your place.
Yeah,
what you're
on.
Addicted to.
Come on, all your hoarders.
Mark from East Gosford. Morning. Happy Friday.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday.
G'day, Mark.
So is this you, Mark? Have you got too much of something?
No, a couple of years ago, I'd done it as Seuss to state. There was a lonely guy who lived in Saratoga on the water, and he gave the house and the boats to the real estate agent.
Oh, wow. My God. He donated the whole thing to the real estate agent.
Yeah, because he had nobody else. And the real estate rang me and said, "Could you come and clean this house out?" And I walked in, and it was just packed. And there was 200 pairs of desert boots, 100 pairs of 100 flannelette shirts and everything else. So I donated to a local charity.
Yep.
Yeah.
But in amongst all the stuff, they found $30,000 in cash.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
You should have checked that stuff.
Yeah. Did
Mark?
You find that or not?
I didn't find that. I found quite a bit in stamp collections and coins, but the good thing about it went to a local charity, so it's not in my drinking account at the local tab.
Yeah, well done. You're a kind man and an honest man, Mark. But, sorry, 200 pairs of desert boots.
Mm. At least 200 pairs, 100 pairs of flannelette shirts, 100 fishing rods. The guy was OCD, but there was three rooms just full of brand new stuff. You're going by 10 at a time. And the sad thing was, he was a lonely guy that died with a beautiful home on the water at Saratoga. Mm. And
no one took
it. And then he gave it to the real estate agent.
Yeah, that's amazing, hey?
Yeah, he left it. The real estate agent, all he'd done was he implored him to sell the house.
Yeah.
And the guy ended up with two boats. He said, "I don't care what you can have, whatever's inside. I just want the house, the cars, and the boats."
Now,
oh, my God.
And now the real estate is up on charges of murder.
No. Mark, thank you so much for the call. We're going to put you on the standby list to win tickets to Carl Barron. Also, you're going to the Mariners on Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mark.
See you, buddy.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
Tell us about this woman up in Far North Queensland.
Yes. Well, this woman in Far North Queensland has got a shop, a fish and chip shop.
Mm-hmm.
Sound familiar?
And, yes, it does.
And she's a bit crazy.
Is it Pauline Hanson?
It's not Pauline Hanson, but, you know, Pauline Hanson has clones. She has clones. I've seen Pauline Hanson clones. They just sort of multiply. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't call
it. It's a bit like the gremlins when you add water after midnight.
Yeah, you just add.
They start multiplying and running around.
Just add Muslims. And she spreads. I don't know. But look, this is not Pauline Hanson, but someone who owns a fish and chip shop in far north Queensland. And she named the shop The Battered Wife. You know, a play on words, like the battered fish, the battered salve.
The battered salve. I remember the battered salve, right?
Battered salve. No one had a problem with the battered salve.
No one had a problem. But a salve alloy is a sausage, right? So the battered salve makes sense. The battered wife, why would you name your shop that?
Well,
I know she's trying to be punny and funny, but really, why? Yeah, why the battered wife?
Battered wife, battered fish. Maybe she's married to a fish. Maybe she's a lesbian married to a fish. I don't know.
She's actually a former police officer. Her name's Carolyn Kerr.
Yeah, Karen. Yeah, Carolyn. So she's probably done a lot of the battering herself.
Well, it says in the article, she's actually been the victim of domestic violence, which makes this all the more kind of stupid.
She's a victim, she's a policewoman.
Yeah, but she was, in a previous relationship, she was the victim of domestic violence.
Yeah.
And she's probably seen it in her police work. Why would you name your shop that? I don't get it.
I've worked with
women that have, I used to work for Coast Shelter and we dealt with a lot of women. They deal with a lot of women who've suffered domestic violence. And it's not really funny.
No, it is a serious issue, and it's happening a lot in this country for some reason.
Wow.
I mean, we're a rich country where, you know, people shouldn't, you know.
You just add alcohol
It's the alcohol, isn't it?
Can I tell you something? This is something that...
And you know, it happens at footy times. I was just about to say
that something that people may not know is that around grand final time, the incidence of domestic violence goes up astronomically. Ooh. People don't realise that police and the ambulance and the emergency services brace themselves for football finals because domestic violence becomes a bigger issue than it already is.
My team lost. I'll take it out on me misses.
Pretty much. And you add alcohol and it all goes pear-shaped.
That's weird. Weird though.
Isn't it?
Very strange. Very strange.
I think this is a case of she didn't think about what she was actually doing, because she's actually said in the article when someone mentioned the name and it was first floating about, she thought it was something that could provoke questions, could provoke curiosity, but also the play on words for the shop itself. So she really didn't think about her actually.
She didn't really think about it, I don't think.
So she's an idiot. She's an idiot, right? And it's the same with Pauline Hanson. She thinks Muslim is an energy drink.
What?
I don't know.
Where did you get that from? Have you had a coffee yet?
No, I haven't.
Anyway, I've got a new name for this woman's shop. If she puts up a disco ball, if she puts up one of those mirror balls in her shop, she can call it the Fishcotech.
Yeah, it's nice. Fishcotech.
Thanks for your support, guys.
No, but all the disco fans will be offended, you see? Everyone's got to be offended at something. That's the thing.
I'm offended at your humour.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Everybody, quickly check your pockets, check your purses, check your wallets. Have you got any coins? Have you got any coins in your pocket?
No, I don't have coins.
You don't have coins? No, you don't carry cash at all, do you?
I haven't had cash in my wallet for 4 weeks now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I've got a fair few coins.
That's because they don't pay him.
No, that's right.
They pay him in coffee and donuts.
And I don't drink coffee.
I've got a bunch of coins in my purse right now. I hate coins.
A bunch of coins is not good English.
It is so.
A bunch of coins?
Come on.
Can we have a consensus?
All right. I've got many coins in my purse at the moment.
It's an American thing. This guy the other day said, there's a bunch of water there. He said a bunch of water.
No, I draw the line.
On the plane and the American guy goes, look at all the bunch of water down there.
No, that's dumb.
Stupid.
Anyway, check your coins, because yesterday the Australian Mint launched their treasure hunt. Now, you may not have heard about this, but basically the Royal Australian Mint has released 3 million $1 coins, which is quite a few. They were released in September and they're each stamped with a little tiny secret A, U or S, right? Underneath the body of the large kangaroo.
Oh, yeah. As in Oz.
As in Oz, right? Mm. And the challenge is for everybody to find a $1 coin with an A, a U and an S. And then when you do, it's like you've got the golden ticket. You go in the drawer to win a bunch of prizes.
And what, that's like a scratchy.
Well,
it's like a scratchy, which is ironic because you usually use a coin to scratch.
Yeah.
So if you buy a scratchy and you scratch it, you don't win. Look at the coin and you might have won.
You might have won.
Maybe use the scratchy ticket. I don't know.
I don't know either. Mm. You're the one saying this stuff.
Am I?
Yeah. You're making no sense.
But the coin thing is weird because, you know, we're not going to be using coins in 10 years. So.
Well, maybe this is why it's a bit of a promotion for the $1 coin.
But it's also, I think, an aim to help kids learn the value of money and get into coin collecting and things like that.
It does smack a little bit of the Coles collectibles things, though, doesn't it? Everybody's getting into this collectibles idea to encourage people to collect more.
You know, I would like to go to the Canberra Mint and get a $10 out and say, do you have any change for this? I need some for them parking. And they'll say, no, we don't have any change.
Don't have
and
any change, mate.
You're lying.
Well, the funny thing is, Akmal, that if you manage to collect one of these secret coins from the mint marked A, U, or S, and they are marked with 2019 on them too, so they're sort of, they're very specific.
But they're not out yet, are they?
No, they are. They're out now. Wow. They're stamped with 2019 A,
can you still use them?
Yeah, you can.
In 2018?
Yeah, you can. Wow. But if you do that and you go in the draw, do you want to know what you could win? What the major prize is?
Don't tell me coins.
No, no. The major prize is a trip to Canberra.
Wait, the winner gets...
How fantastic.
The winner gets a trip to Canberra?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, what happens if you lose? Yeah, Canberra. Oh, just goes round and round and round.
Nice.
It's not bad. You can go to the mint. Yeah. You can get a big giant coin.
Festicon or whatever it is.
Yeah. If you're into concrete and different types of concrete.
And roundabouts.
Oh, there's a big war memorial there. You can go.
Yeah, you can have a look at that. You can go around the roundabouts.
Yeah, go and say hi to Scott.
G'day, Scott.
How you going? How you going, mate? Yeah, he'll make you a cup of tea and a couple of Tim Tams. And a couple of coins
for your parking. From the mint. Bob's your uncle. What a great holiday.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Mandy and Akmal's normal. Or nuts.
Yeah, this is where the Central Coast is the judge and the jury.
Oh, yes.
You know,
everyone on the Central Coast suddenly turns into Dr. Phil.
Or Judge Judy. I used to love Judy. I used to occasionally watch a bit of Judge Judy.
She's just scary.
She's scary, isn't she?
She's very scary.
But I like her. I like her because she's like a little nana, but she's scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, you get to play Judge Judy.
My nana was scary.
Was she?
Yeah. Judge Omuriad.
Used to beat you with a stick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She used to pinch and bite.
Right. Okay.
She used to pinch and bite.
Well.
And I used to... planted my head into her breasts.
Right. Lovely.
As a child.
And, yeah, but you know, that's what you do as a child.
Yeah, and I couldn't hear anything, couldn't see anything. Yeah.
Okay.
It was by force. You didn't have to.
This is where the Central Coast gets to help us with some behaviour that's normal or nuts.
Yes.
So today I want to bring to the attention something that Alan, our producer, said a few days ago. Now, you just dropped this normally in conversation, just in passing, and I went, hang on, stop, pause, what the actual is going on here?
What the actual?
You said that you shampoo your arm hairs.
I do, and in my defence, I do have rugged, hairy arms.
Oh, yeah.
That manly.
I would shave, but my arms are over a metre long, and I can't be stuffed doing that.
No, so you don't want to shave your arms.
By accident one day, I'm like, oh, I put too much shampoo on the head.
Oh, yeah.
And my mum was buying that fancy make your hair shiny shampoo. The stuff no one ever buys.
Yeah.
And my arm hair stopped being so black, it went shiny, and... It wasn't so abruptly black on my arms.
When you were like walking in the street, the people were going, wow, look at how shiny this guy's hair is on his arm.
People were looking at me going, oh, look at that hairy guy there. They're just looking at me like normal.
Did you think you were in a decor ad and just like take it too far?
Yeah.
You were that dude?
I lay on the beach and they're very shiny sometimes.
Shiny arm hair. Really?
Yeah, it's looking
good. Okay.
Hello, boys.
Oh. He's a lot more rugged than he sounds, people.
And then, Widow, this morning, you said you shampoo your arm hair.
Yeah, of course. It's a completely normal thing to do. There's hair on your head, there's hair on your underarms, there's hair in other places.
Look,
do you shampoo your pubic hair?
Maybe.
Oh, for God's sake! What is going on in the world? It's a normal thing. No,
there's hair there.
Why wouldn't you?
It's completely normal.
That's hair. Why wouldn't you? That's the most hair I have on my body is in that region. I have a gigantic map of Tasmania, and it's and all the hair on my head has fallen and gone into my pubic area. And
do you shampoo your pubic hair?
Listen. No, So I instead, you know, because whatever you have, you make the most of in life, right?
Yes.
I don't have hair on my head. I do have a lot of hair there, more than I need.
Yes.
So I tend to braid it, and I made a mohawk the other day.
Right.
You know, this is what you do in private. You don't have to tell everyone about it, but one day I hope that there will be a salon for pubic hair.
Oh my
I think Mandy
needs. We can go in and take your pants off, not in a dirty way.
and say, someone will sculpt the hair.
Just cut a bit off the sides.
Oh my God.
And a little bit of tint in the middle.
I don't think you want scissors going anywhere near.
Anyways.
I'm circumcised. I've had scissors out down
okay.
there.
Okay, Coasties. Coasties, I think Mandy needs your help this morning on 132710. You're outnumbered. The three of us think this is normal in
this
here.
This is so totally nuts.
You think it's nuts using shampoo on your underarm hair.
And you're all
hair.
Blokes and you're all shampooing your body hair. Like, what's that about?
All right. Well,
okay, give us a call. You're totally safe to agree with the guys if you want. I need to know whether this is normal or nuts. I really need to know.
132710, call right now.
We're going to Jenny from Wyonga. Jenny, hello.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hi,
fabulous.
Jenny.
Tell us, what do you think?
I think it's absolutely normal. It's just like using body wash.
Yeah, see?
Okay, so you're doing this too, Jen?
Yeah, on the parts I have hair.
Okay. This is where it gets a bit tricky because we don't really want to talk about it.
Do you have hairy arms?
No, I'm not a very hairy person. My husband is, but.
Okay, what about him? Does he shampoo his body hair?
Yes, he does.
Wow. Okay. Go. I'm stumbling across something that I've never known.
Yes.
Jenny, thank you so much. We're going to send you to the Mariners on Sunday. Stay there. We'll get some details from you. And let's go to your minor now. And Deb. Come on, Deb. Tell me this is nuts.
Sorry,
oh, what?
It is. Sorry, you're wrong today. It is normal. Yes. And many, very heady men. And he also uses a scrubbing brush from top to bottom.
Wow.
Yes.
So men are shampooing their body and women. This is a thing. Mm. I didn't know this was a thing.
No, it's a thing. And, you know, Yamo, our boss, for his birthday, I'm going to take him to those, those pet baths. Just put him in there. Dry.
Make him bend over in one of those pet baths.
Yeah.
Deb, okay, well, thank you for joining the conversation. Obviously, you're on the standby list to get Carl Barron tickets, but we're going to send you along to Circus Rio.
Woohoo! Come on!
All right.
Thanks for giving us a call. I can't believe it. I lost that one.
This is not related to the...
Can we just officially say that it's nuts?
Oh, it's nuts. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's nuts.
No, it's normal.
That's normal.
Sorry, it's normal.
Now, I just remembered something. It's kind of loosely connected to what we're talking about. I went to a boarding school, and one of my friends, Harry Malapetsis, if you're listening, probably not.
Great name.
Yeah, Harry Malapetsis.
Mm-hmm.
Malapetsis?
Present.
Yeah, sir, yeah. Anyway, that's how he talked. And he was extremely hairy for a year 10 kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to shave. Like, he was one of the first kids to shave.
Yeah.
And his parents bought him one of those electric shavers.
Oh, yeah.
And in the middle of the night, it's a true story, whether you believe it or not, and if Harry can verify this, I woke up and he's like had his arm over the bed. And I basically just ran the
shaver
over his arm and just left a strip, like a landing strip on his arm. And he didn't wake up, but when he woke up, he goes, "What happened to you?" No one ever found out that it was me. True story.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
A guy got busted for stealing food that is open. You know these. There's a lot of things that are based on trust
and honesty.
And honesty, right? It's an honest system. So there's nuts that you put in a bag and you weigh them, and they expect you to have a couple, just a couple of nibbles here and there. But you know, it's okay to have
the self-service stuff. Is what you're talking about, isn't it? Right. Well, so there's a whole lot of trust involved.
But
in
even
that.
When you go to the supermarket, you know, like who hasn't sort of nicked a couple of grapes, right?
Okay, I'll put my hand up and say I have nicked.
You've nicked a couple of grapes,
but it's because you want to see whether they're sweet before you buy them.
Yeah, well, you know, but yeah, that's grapes are okay. But if you're munching into a fried chicken,
that's different.
If you're bringing cutlery to the shopping center, if you're bringing cutlery to Coles,
that's different.
You're probably going too far.
Well, this guy that got busted, he didn't need cutlery. He used what was provided.
That's right.
Yeah. So this guy was just basically eating for free and then just walking.
So it was a soup. So basically it was one of those self-service things.
It was like Sizzler. You remember Sizzler?
I know, but that was a restaurant. This is a supermarket where you're supposed to fill up the container yourself, right? And there was a soup thing.
Yes.
And he got the ladle and he scooped the soup, but instead of putting it into the container.
He drank it
from the ladle. Maybe
he was like a war veteran that was caught by the Japanese. Because remember all those movies where they give you the ladle?
Oh, yeah, and you drink out of the ladle.
Oh, And then,
no, I think he was just being
gross.
Used
to tease you. The Japanese used to make holes in the ladle.
Oh, did
so
they?
So yeah.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I might have made that up.
I think you did.
Yes.
But this guy he was caught on footage. Now, someone's popped it up on Reddit. It's had over a million views. And, of course, the internet's broken now because everyone's going, ew, yuck, oh, my God, I'm never going to have any of the self-service food at the supermarket ever again.
Well, his plan worked then.
It did.
So he doesn't have to queue up anymore.
Mm.
You know, he could just go and feed himself for free. Look, I must admit, early on this year when I moved to the coast.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have another Akmal confession?
Yes, I'm afraid so. This has been Friday Confessional with Akmal Saleh.
Okay, good.
I feel better than this is off my chest now.
Okay.
It will be very soon.
Yep.
I was really hungry. I used to work at nights and day, right? And so I was really tired and very hungry. I didn't have enough time to eat. So I went to the Coles at Erin Affair.
Yep.
Now, the Coles at Erin Affair got this section where you can self-serve nuts.
Yes.
Nuts and chocolates and all sorts of goodies.
Soy crisps and things like that.
Soy crisps.
Banana chips.
Banana chips. How good for you are they?
They're great.
Well, you know, you're getting bananas.
And you get
sugar.
The crunch of a chip.
The goodness of bananas mixed with
sugar,
chemicals and things. Fantastic. No, but I didn't touch those. I'm very quite healthy, as you know. But I'm pretty
sure it's just dried banana, actually. I don't think it's unhealthy. I think it's reasonably healthy.
Wow.
Just a quick correction.
What, did you lick all the banana chips and put them back? What did you do?
Well, I'm coming to that. So I was starving, but I was buying food, which I was going to cook later on. But I was just so hungry and I filled the bag up with, you know, various nuts.
Yes.
Very good quality, mind you.
Mm.
And I just, as I'm going through the aisles, I just kept getting a handful from the bag.
Yes.
That I, you know, weighed and everything. And then I gave it another one and then another one. And then by the time I came to go to the counter,
yeah,
the bag was finished.
It was like
half a kilo of
Akmal.
Nuts. And I thought, I can admit that I did that, but it's going to look silly because I've already eaten it. I felt embarrassed. I just didn't say anything. And I was full, and I didn't even have to cook because I was full.
Oh, my God, because you'd eaten half a kilo of nuts.
Nuts and raisins and other assorted goodies.
You did this as an adult?
Yeah, just, you know, probably early this year.
You're terrible, Muriel.
If you're listening to – Akmal is my name. But if you're listening, Coles, Erina, I'm happy to refund the money.
The money for half a kilo of nuts?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was a lot. It was a lot. Yeah.
It was a lot?
It was like these Brazil nuts.
You're going to go in there and they're going to have their eye on you. They're going to be like,
right.
There's Akmal
Saleh. You are now a marked man.
Let me tell you something. They've got my eye on me anyway. Wherever I go, I can feel the cameras.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
This guy doesn't need much introduction at all. From Noiseworks and recently played at a concert for the Farmers called Hey Mate by a Bale. It's the wonderful John Stevens. Hello.
How are you?
We are fabulous. Great to have you on the show. Where are you right now?
In Melbourne at the moment, just packing my bag because I'm flying to Sydney today. Right.
Make it carry on, you know, because then much quicker.
Unfortunately, I'm going for a little while, so I have to carry a bag around with me.
You've probably got guitars and things too, haven't you?
That's right. I can always
guitars.
You can always spot the band at an airport. They generally kind of like comedians. They just haven't washed.
Scruffy ones.
Yeah. And they got the tats and the hair and they're going, what's going on here? What are we doing here so early?
You know, but when you're an older musician, you do tend to get up early because you generally have children, most of us.
Yeah, and you have to go to the toilet.
Been around for a while. Have to go to the toilet every 5 minutes.
This is Akmal's problem as well, John.
Yes, see the doctor every week, you know.
Oh, come on. You're still as gorgeous as ever. In fact, my nickname for you for years has been John Take Your Top Off Stevens because you had that beautiful chest that you used to, with the shirt open.
I offered to show her my chest.
I said no.
She declined.
But you know what? I thought about this. You're about to release a charity single to help raise money for the farmers. You could have done a calendar. Why wouldn't you do a calendar, John?
Oh, please. You obviously haven't seen me for a while.
Well, you could do a calendar for people in nursing homes.
You could do a nursing home calendar.
I could, and, if you live as long as me, you might be able to do one too.
Something I read which I didn't know about, and I'm sure you've talked about it before, but I just didn't know, you've met Ringo Starr from the Beatles.
He played on my last album.
How did that all come about, John?
Well, Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics and I were writing a record together about 18 months ago, and Ringo came down and hung out, and we got to know each other and he heard what we were doing, and we had a song we wanted to play, and he wanted to play on it. So it was just a question of Wow. Right place, right time. I mean, one of those things where he was just digging what we were doing and just wanted to be involved. So it was pretty, still one of my all-time mind-blowing moments when I think about it.
He seemed like
what did you talk to him about? Did you talk to him about normal stuff? Did you find yourself a bit starstruck?
Very, very normal. Yeah. Very, very normal. Oh, yeah, starstruck on the inside, of course. But, you know, he's very disarming and very down-to-earth.
He seems like that, yeah.
Just a lovely man. And, you know, obviously we talked about all sorts of things, you know, music mainly, because that's where we all connect, you know. And just life. Life for a man, you know, lived an unbelievable life. And, you know, what I didn't know about Ringo was that, he, you know, he's sort of been a vegetarian since he was about 7 years old because he lost 3/4 of his stomach, got removed when he was a young kid. So he's only been able to eat, like, little mash bits, you know, of just
vegetables.
Clean food.
Wow.
So that's all he eats. He's like a handful of food, you know, every time. So it's kind of really interesting because he's a vegan or a vegetarian way before anybody else was.
Yeah, before it was cool.
Yeah, it was forced vegetarianism.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was on the Starlight album, was it, John, that he helped
on the Starlight album.
Yeah, right. And tell us about this new single. So you are not afraid to help charities. You've done this for so many decades, but now you're getting behind the cause to help our farmers. Why is that important to you?
Well, I'd written a song called Rain Down On Me, and I was asked to do the Hey Mate concert, which we did on last Saturday, and we raised $2.3 million.
Wow, congratulations.
You know, John Farnham and Glenn Whitley put it together and invited me to play. You know, Channel 9 got behind it, so it's been around the country.
Yep.
And we raised $2.3 million so far. And it's only available on download on iTunes or Apple Music. And every single cent from the song goes towards the farmers. So the title was always called Rain Down On Me. I thought it's very appropriate and it must be a sign. So there you go.
Look at you go. You're awesome. Rain Down On Me. Make sure you get it on Apple iTunes and on the places that you get your music. Hey, thank you so much. You're always helping. And we love that about you. I'm still waiting for the calendar, John. So make sure you bring that out at some point. Don't leave it too long.
Well, you show me yours and I'll show you.
Deal.
She's shown everybody.
Hey, stop it. John Stevens, thank you so much. Take care.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, we're talking bets, right? And when bets go wrong.
Fui Fui Moi Moi is his first name. His second name takes like a week to say. No one's been able to say it yet.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, on with the show. On with the show. So I want to talk about bets that go wrong or bets that, you know.
Because Aussies love a bet.
You love a bet, actually.
I love a bet, yeah.
You love a good bet.
I do.
There's a guy in China who loved a bet. He was having a bet with some friends and on impulse he ended up swallowing a spoon. Now, I'm not just talking about a teaspoon. I'm talking about.
You don't hear that sentence said very often.
You don't. So it's a 20 centimetre.
The dessert spoon.
It's a 20 centimetre spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a full, like, dessert spoon.
You have to understand, you have to cut this guy some slack. You know, they don't use cutlery like
very
we
often.
Use.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some idiot in Australia who's swallowed a chopstick.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, he's got a chopstick. Because, you know, people go in and, you know, these Chinese restaurants and they go, oh, I can't use the chopsticks. I don't know what I'm doing. You know?
Yeah, right.
I wonder if Chinese people come here and they go,
oh, I can't use the spoon properly.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he betted with his friends. He swallowed it. But this is the bizarre part about the whole story. It was stuck in his esophagus, but he felt no pain and he had no suffering, so it stayed there for a year. He had a spoon stuck in his throat for a year and he couldn't feel it.
He couldn't feel it.
That's
fantastic.
Bizarre. And then someone sort of punched him in the chest or he had some sort of little accident and he went, oh, I can't swallow properly. Oh, what's going on here? Went to the hospital. Sir, you have a spoon lodged in your throat. And then two hours later, after a general anaesthetic, full operation, they got the spoon out.
He passed the spoon. Which is a new game in China now. They play pass the spoon.
So they rinsed it off and away they went and they had a spoon.
They rinsed it off.
No, I'm just joking. But I want to talk about bets because bets can be just ridiculous. Mm. And I want to know, what did you do because
bets can be fun.
Yeah, what did you do because of a bet?
Especially when people are so adamant about something. And they go, no, I'm right. And you go, you're wrong. And then, okay, well, I'll bet you to do. And the best sort of betting person was a friend of mine called Jonathan, the amazing Jonathan, who was a magician.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember him?
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, he's a very good friend of mine. And one of my best friends, Joel Osborne, and him were traveling in Mexico.
Yeah.
And they came across, and he must have planned this, you know, he was incredible. He just never stopped thinking about tricks and pranks and stuff. And he said to Joel, I bet you're not man enough to eat it was like the hottest chili on the planet.
Oh, God.
It's like, yeah, like, you know, and he goes, yeah, I could do it. He goes, all right, if you eat the whole thing.
Oh, no.
I will give you $500 American.
Oh, my God.
In cash.
I wouldn't do it for
and,
that.
And they used to do shows, so they had like, you know, merchant stuff. So he had the cash ready.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's very hard to resist. And you go, well, I could do it. Joel was like 22.
Okay, did he eat it?
Yeah. He ate the whole thing, right? And that was that was 10 years ago, right? And his ass hasn't stopped burning. To this day, he's in pain.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Have you ever done something for a bet, Mandy?
I've eaten a whole lemon for a bet. I was in Germany traveling with some people and yeah. I didn't have a whole lot of money. And they said, will you eat this whole lemon? We'll buy you cocktails all night. I said, done. So I ate the whole lemon. Now, I had to eat the skin as well.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. It was pretty awful. I'm not going to lie.
But I did have
a fun night and I got some great free cocktails.
Yeah.
The next day, not so fun.
Yeah, ooh. But that's not the lemon's fault.
Well,
don't blame the lemon.
I'm not going into the details.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
What you may not know is that tomorrow is a special day. It's Akmal Sali's 54th birthday.
Hello, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Now, we've got a song for you.
Where are the dancing girls?
I think that is happy birthday in Arabic. But to roughly, tell us for sure, we have your friend, the Arabic-speaking 2GO listener, Rita, joining us. Hello, Rita.
Rita.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you going? Rita.
We're good. Now, can you confirm that this song is, in fact, in Arabic?
Yes, it is.
Very good. I can speak Arabic, too.
Can you say happy birthday in Arabic to Akmal so we can try and say it?
شكراً يا ريتا شكراً فينك انت ما حدش بتكلمينيش من زمان
انت زعلان مني
لا مش لا ما اتفشر
I hope he's not saying rude things about me Rita. Sounds like he is
yeah
no. والله انا مش مجنونة كلمني بالعربي واساس البيع وكلمني بالعربي مش مجنونة
لا ما عارف انت مش مجنونة انا اللي مجنون
And we've turned into SBS Radio. Yeah.
If you've just joined us, your brain has broken.
You know what, Rita? We just wanted to get you on because we thought it would give him a bit of a kick to have happy birthday in Arabic. Of course, none of us can speak it.
I met Rita's husband when we were doing an outside broadcast.
Yes.
And he came up and he did his best at speaking Arabic.
Yep.
I thought there was something wrong with him because I couldn't understand what he was saying.
But he's a lovely guy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's lovely to have you on.
Shukran, ya Rita.
Enjoy your weekend. Well, enjoy your birthday too.
That was English, by the way.
That was English, yeah. No, I heard that bit. Thank you so much, Rita. Lovely to have you on. See, there you go. We do think about you, my friend.
Yeah. No, Rita's cool.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you too.
Happy birthday, you too. Now go to bed. Shut up.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Hello. Yeah, you got to drink a lot of water today, actually. It's going to be a real warm one.
Oh, really?
And slip, slop, slap, everybody. Ooh. And it's Akmal Sali's birthday tomorrow. And look, we've done something very small, you know. I mean, I gave you the John Williamson cassette earlier in the week. So that was your birthday present. I gave it to
really?
You.
Really? That's ago. What you think of me.
But
an old John Williamson cassette.
He's wearing double denim and
I can't even get a cassette player. I have to.
There you go. Happy birthday, mate. Happy birthday from John Williamson. We've also put together a bit of a card for you. So we'd just like to give you this on behalf of the team.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, great. Yeah, Carl Barron.
It's a photo of Carl Barron.
And in Arabic, it says Eid Milad Saeed Akmal.
And what does that mean?
It means happy birthday.
And it's got a photo of Arndo on there as well.
And Carl Barron.
Your favourite comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get confused as Arndo and Carl Barron all the time, don't
you? Yeah. This has been a fantastic birthday. I'm so touched.
The background is tofu, by the way.
The background is tofu, just to represent you being a vegan.
I wouldn't have picked that, no.
Well,
you shouldn't have bothered, really. You know.
No, in all seriousness, have a lovely day tomorrow.
Thank you.
I hope you have a lovely weekend.
I hope you have great lives, despite the vindictive kind of presence. No.
Look, if you missed anything on the show today, you can catch up, download the 2GO app. Have a great birthday tomorrow, Akmal, from everyone at the team. Mickey D's up next. We'll catch you Monday, 5:30. Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.